Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, I thought we might just go ahead, since the NBA season starts tomorrow, I figured we'd go ahead and just do a whole show dedicated to 2018-2019 season. We'll do a little NBA preview. And of course, like we do seemingly every NBA season, seems like our first subject is always LeBron. So,
yeah, he's not been in place.
Yeah, so LeBron has made his way to Hollywood. He's going to join your Lakers, and he has brought a whole gang of misfit toys with him.
Well, he didn't bring them toys. They brought them toys after that.
They did. So yeah, he's joined by Rajon Rondo, Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee. I'm just gonna let the Laker fan get up on her box and just you let me know what you feel about the Lakers this season.
Okay. I think we're good for 50 wins. And I say that because we won like 39 without him. And I think he's good for 15 wins by himself. Barring injury, if we can develop defensively, I think we'll have a chance to finish in the top four. Right now, they can't guard nobody. And I know it's preseason, but they can't guard. Their defense is off. Now, according to statistics, we had gotten better last year defensively. So maybe it's these new additions, you know, it'll look better. I'm interested to see what Mo Wagner looks like, because JaVale McGee, God bless his soul, he can block a shot, but he is so goofy. And can you say that about an NBA player?
I don't know if you can say it about him, because his mama might come out and get you.
I ain't worried about his mama. Is he not goofy to you? Like, he falls and
he definitely
seems like he don't have full coordination.
No, he definitely seems like he has an equilibrium problem.
I'd be like, why are you, like, always off balance? Let me rephrase that. Maybe it's not moving. Maybe he's always off balance, seems to me. He falls when you blow at him. He'll block a shot and be off balance. And I don't know what that's about. But we need another center. Because when he's out of the game, we can't protect the rim at all. And apparently we can't keep people from going to the rim. Again, it was preseason. So Mo is the next big body that we have that's allegedly 6'11". Now, I don't expect him to be a shot blocker, but he'll be a big body. He didn't play much in preseason for whatever reason. He had a contusion, deep contusion, or something. Let me say now this. I've never really paid much attention to Lance Stevenson, just because I haven't. He'd be out there like he playing on the N1 mixtape tour. Have you seen it?
I saw highlights.
He would be doing high knees and looking over to the stands. I'm like, what's wrong with him?
He definitely takes the preseason with a very lackadaisical approach.
Oh, so he don't do that in the regular season? Like, I ain't never watched in, where did he come from? Indiana? Anyway, I was like, I don't know what he doing, but this ain't gonna get it.
Yeah,
Flo, can you hear that song?
Yes, Lord, they doing the most this morning.
I can't keep me across. They out here outside my window. He just, okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, he basically just called him from Indiana. I mean, he spent that little time in Charlotte, but that was, I don't know what that was about.
So, I think the LeBron effect will be good for the youngins. We still need another superstar. I think Brandon Ingram is going to have a big season. Josh Hart.
Everybody is talking about Ingram.
Lonzo is going to have another 10, 9, and 8 or something average. Like, he's not going to have no super big numbers. Hopefully he can shoot the ball better. Hopefully he can hit a free throw. Rondo going to have his do his thing and probably wind up starting more than people think. And the surprise of the year thus far for me is that we have not heard his father say a word since LeBron came on board.
Yeah, I think everybody was expecting a little more from him, but yeah, hadn't happened yet.
So I'm happy that he's been over there to JBA or whatever they call it. Maybe that's why he ain't had time to be worrying about the Lakers.
Yeah. You mentioned Brandon Ingram. A lot of people in the sports world right now are really, really high on him and expect his development to take another step this year, especially with the, you know, playing alongside LeBron. I thought he was special coming out of college, so it wouldn't surprise me to see him take a leap. Man, he has the build of like a Kevin Durant when Kevin Durant came out of college, and if he can turn into a player of that caliber, oh boy.
Well, the thing is, he's another one of those people that does not seem to have control over his limbs, and maybe he's not as fluid as Durant is. And not that Durant, I mean, he's long like that, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's just not as fluid. All his moves are long and exaggerated, seemingly. He gets the job done, but he's just not as fluid as Durant. And I don't know that anything is going to change that because he's on year 3. He seems to have gotten stronger, can take some bumps and without, you know, being off balance. So that's going to help him. And then again, it's always going to help that he don't have to worry about being double and triple team because LeBron will take all that. So if he can cut, catch and shoot, and I ain't talking about threes. I'm talking about like mid-range little shots, get to your little sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Get your little dunk here now. He can be a good compliment for James.
Okay, well, let's we'll circle back because I'm going to do a little predictions at the end. But let's go to my next story I had on my list here. I want to talk to you, see what your thoughts were on the Jimmy Butler saga that's going on in Minnesota. Now, as it was reported late last week, they had a practice, they were scrimmaging, and apparently Jimmy Butler decided to air a bunch of his grievances. Now, for all that don't know the Jimmy Butler deal with Minnesota, he has requested a trade. He's apparently has friction with teammates. You know, just kind of one of those guys that's kind of old school and doesn't really like his younger teammates acting the way they do. So there was all that. And then here late last week, they were in the middle of a scrimmage where he was on the second team with a bunch of the, you know, second team guys playing against the majority of the starters.
Word on the street, they said third, but that could be an exaggeration.
Okay, could have been. I could have had that wrong. Could be. But nevertheless, he was playing against the starters, and apparently he was just working them. I mean, just dominating. And the entire time he's yelling at the, you know, Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. He's yelling over at Tibbs. He's yelling at Timberwolves management. I mean, Scott Layden, GM. I mean, just basically, and you look up the story, you'll see the words that he used. It's not something I'm going to repeat here today. But, yeah, it's seems to be kind of contentious. I don't know that it's going to end well in Minnesota. It just seems like maybe he's working. And he's come out since and been in interviews and you know, kind of been more supportive of things in Minnesota. But it just don't seem like it's going to end well. It looks like he's going to work his way out of there one way or another.
So I don't know what the Heat were offering. And they probably was trying to get rid of the big guy that's seemed to be all over the place down there. That was whining about his playing time. What was his name?
Whiteside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was one of the pieces they would have gotten. Good luck, Minnesota. It's a players' league, and I get that, but it's the right way to do everything, and acting like that is not it. And so, you don't tell them you wanted to be traded, though, and the coach is determined to keep you. They talking about he may play the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's going to get out there and compete, and he ain't going to try to blow the, you know, ruin his reputation or nothing, but everybody always talk about the locker room, and if people in the locker room don't get along, and people always, you know, tiptoeing through the tulips and scared to say anything because they don't want to set nothing off, it's going to be a long year if they try to keep him.
Yeah, I imagine even if he does play out the rest of the year in Minnesota, I think in the future tense, I think Miami or possibly even the Knicks in another year, because the Knicks seem to be on the move for, they're going to, you know, basically just get through this year and hopefully, you know, Porzingis stays healthy. But if they get through this year, they're looking to make a splash in the free agency in the coming summer. So
I wish the Knicks do something, because I don't know where we continue to talk about them like they have ever been a great team. Yep. Yes, the Lakers have been awful for the last 6-7 years. But we got rings to back up while people continually talk about us. Boston, when they were, you know, kind of on the down, they got rings. Knicks got 2 rings.
Yeah, I just broke a cardinal rule of mine that I swear I would never do again, because I can't stand it when they talk about them on TV. It drives me nuts, because I'm thinking, you know, they've not ever been relevant. I mean, like, not in any of our times.
Right. Like, what the world? Anyway.
Yeah.
So, let me just say this, too, about Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And I'm going back to, it's more LeBron than the Lakers, but he playing with us. So, people are like, oh, he didn't want to play with LeBron. Guess what? He know the Lakers didn't want him. And I heard Chris Carter say this on their show. He didn't say nothing about wanting to go to the Lakers because the Lakers don't want him. So why say, oh, put the Lakers on your list, knowing that they don't want you? I ain't never heard Jimmy Butler come out of nobody's mouth when they talking about next year's free agency for the Lakers.
Yeah, he has not been one mentioned.
And so, yeah, y'all need to hush that up. And do we think he a star or a superstar? And maybe we can have that conversation at the end. Because sometimes I'll be thinking people stars, and some people be saying superstars, and I'll be like, I don't know what the criteria is.
Yeah, I think all it's right. kind of like the Hall of Fame. You got the...
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah.
We know this Hall of Fame. We all had this talk. People, the Hall of Fame is a Travis Shaw mockery. It's a hoax. You've been hoodwinked, and you've been bamboozled.
Like Shaq says, you got the bad MF Hall of Fame, and then you got the Hall of Fame. It's two sections.
When they get the Hall of Fame? Because all they just say Hall of Fame, and we think, oh.
It's one big Hall of Fame, but he said there's 2 different sections in it.
He talks about people. Just break them and decompartmentalize them and let them be their own entity. Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of players who have been connected to the Lakers in next year's free agency, Kawhi Leonard. Is he the key to Toronto finally breaking through in the East?
I think that he can be.
Realistically.
He don't have any more help than the other guy had.
Let's put a caveat on. Realistically, the key to them breaking through is the fact that LeBron is now in the West.
LeBron is gone, but Boston, we saw Boston. Saw Boston give LeBron them everything they wanted. Oh, yeah, they can figure out their chemistry issues. They got two stars back.
We're going to talk about Boston in a minute. Don't worry.
I'm saying, so they still got, somebody they got to get through to try to get to the top. Then you got the Sixers over there. Now, they struggled a little bit, but they was babies. Maybe they'll play better this time around. We'll talk about them, I'm sure, later. But I think Kawhi is a good piece. I think it's going to take a little while for Kawhi to get back in the full swing. He don't sit out a whole year.
Yeah, he's played, just the minimal superstar minutes in the preseason. He had 17 the other night against Utah and looked really good in the minimal time he played.
And if you don't use him right, I don't know how effective, we ain't seen him necessarily have to be like the man for any team. He was kind of the man for San Antonio, but, they shared the ball so much that he didn't have to necessarily carry a lot of weight.
Yeah, and then when he was coming into the man is when he basically got hurt. And we ain't seen him in a year and a half.
So, yeah, we'll have to see how that go with him being the guy.
Yeah. But moving on to what the team you spoke of, Boston, full strength. Are they scary or what do you think?
They want Andrew away from Kawhi. He ain't been healthy a whole. When the last time he been healthy a whole year? I mean Kawhi, Kyrie.
Yeah, he seems like he always has a little nagging. And some people's bodies are just built that way.
Right. So, are they going to limit his minutes?
They
you got
could.
Enough bodies to do it.
I was say they could.
You could, but are they? And will he be happy?
He's another one who's been linked.
Because he continues to get hurt, either in the postseason or right before the season.
Yeah, he is. He's another one who, for a while, was being linked to. And here I go again, talking about the Knicks. But he has since come out. Now, of course, he is going to say that coming into the new season, but he's also one that is not shy about sharing his true feelings. He did that about Cleveland. So, he has come out here recently and said that he's happy in Boston. And am I making this up in my mind? Did I see that he got an extension with Boston? Did I make that up?
No, I ain't seen that, but that don't mean it didn't happen.
I could be just, dreaming that. But
again, we talking about a team who going to be okay taking less shots or getting less minutes. Because you need to get rhythm in the game. And now Jaylen Brown or somebody will be sitting down when they were playing.
Yeah, you got Brown, Jason Tatum.
Tatum ain't going to be sitting down.
No. I'm just saying as far as, people having to sacrifice what they
not on my team, anyway.
Of course, you got Hayward. You got – I'm telling you who's really going to sacrifice, but at the same time, it's a role that he probably is better suited for. It's the Teddy Rozier, the guy that was point guard last year from Louisville.
But he ain't going to play a lot of minutes. So when your minutes go down, you don't get a lot of rhythm. You'll start to feel like, oh, he's taking me out when I make a mistake. Then it starts to be a head game.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Smart. They got so many guards. What y'all going to do?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. Brad Stevens is going to really earn his money this year.
Yeah. We're going to see how good he can work with the people. Because you got Tatum, Smart, Rozier, Marcus Morris. He got to be out there at some point just because he's tough and going to defend. Kyrie, Horford, Hayward. Jaylen Brown going to need some minutes. Then you got your little center. What's his name? Aaron Baines or something?
And Horford.
Yeah, I called out the Gator. Go Gators.
Oh, okay. I figured you threw him in there. I just missed him. But, yeah.
So, it should be interesting to see where these minutes go now that Kyrie and Gordon Hayward are back and see how that works and how long people are okay with getting 30 minutes or less. Because we got some kid over there at the Warriors, somebody, he ain't signed his new contract. How do you sit down in his year two? What was that boy's name? Let me go to that. You ain't hear that? He sat down on year two talking about a holdout. If you don't have seven seats.
Listen, if it's not one of the big five, then he's a fool if he ain't signing his contract.
DJ something. Hold on. Yeah, I said, hold it now.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to find this. So
Pat McGraw.
McCall. Oh, yeah, he needs to sit down somewhere.
I mean, and they offered him like 2 year, $5.7 million or something, and he want more, I guess. Well, he going to find out that league minimum, like, you better take $5 million. That's more than most people going to make. Some people not going to even make that in a lifetime.
My goodness.
You talking about you ain't going to take any of this for a 2 year period. Hell see.
They are really after it this morning.
Yes, ain't that something? Your hair has been cutting off. Well, it's been dark outside.
Oh,
I hope you hurry up and fin. But it don't look like it because it's a bunch of wood out there as I look outside. Go ahead.
So let's move, transition into predictions.
Hold on, what about the Sixers? We ain't talking about them.
I mean, we can.
Okay, see. So the Sixers. I don't know. Do they have anybody besides Joel and B? Did they get better? That's the question. Because Boston just got a little better with their two returning people from injury.
Now, I have not seen them. But I've heard that Markel has learned how to play basketball again. I don't mean to make light of whatever situation he was going through, but it's just crazy that he...
Can he guard anybody?
We're going to see. Like I said, I hadn't seen. I don't know.
I'm going just off of college. He wasn't known for no defense. And if he can't guard nobody, then they're going to just be in the same boat.
And that's why he played on teams that were 9-26, and I was questioning how someone who was not played on a 9-26 team can be the number one pick in the draft. But that's just me.
So, I don't know if they got in the battle.
I don't know that they really wanted to add to. I think they just wanted to fine-tune what they had, basically. The Rockets are interesting. Okay. Well,
good luck with that.
Well, look, can Melo and D'Antoni actually coexist? They didn't in New York. And the minute...
I think they'll coexist because they got a point guard that... That's friends with Melo and
don't mind telling people where they need to be.
Sure.
Yeah, he don't mind telling folks what need. Ask Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan how Chris Paul is.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, another one. They got there's actually experts out there that expect them to challenge for to make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's all about seeding.
It sees, but look, your boy already got a bum knee or something. Every year somebody get hurt. Like, it's a given. I don't know who it's going to be this time. I don't want people to get hurt. But who, every time somebody get hurt, it was the defensive guy. Then it was the big guy. When Durant was there, you know, it hurt his foot and was out for a while. It's always, what's his name, knee. So I don't know if they ain't training well down there or what. Look, okay, see, I got a problem with, you know, I'm still feeling a little salty, and we'll get to stars and superstars. Uh-huh. I didn't necessarily even want Paul George, but the whole the Lakers had their chance. How did we have a chance? You're not good enough for us to give up Ingram and Kuzma and Jason Hart or nobody for.
Yeah,
hold on for that. Okay.
All right, let's get into a little just predictions, and then predictions. What you've already said, you feel like the Lakers gonna win 50, but I want to know: do you see them, and who are your picks for the Western and Eastern Conference Finals?
Honestly, unless...
Right here on October 15th.
Unless the Lakers can play better defense. If the Lakers get in a bracket where they don't have to play them in the first two rounds, they can make it. LeBron can will them to some wins. If they do have to play them early, it's going to be bad. I still say that the Warriors is not a given. We got one bad ankle away because they had the little injuries and other people keep getting hurt for them too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, if things fall right, the Rockets could move in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of teams.
It would be hilarious if the Rockets and the Lakers was playing for them.
They got, I'm just me browsing here on ESPN. There's a couple of people that had the Jazz in the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, they doing a lot. Who you talking
about? I mean, they got some nice pieces, but I didn't know they were ready for a move like that yet.
Right. And LeBron is the only reason I'm saying the Lakers, just because we know that he can put a team on his back and will them to a victory. And unlike that, you can say he ain't in the East anymore or whatever. He has willed them to victories over West Coast teams during the regular season. And so it ain't like this is some new thing. Like they never played the West Coast until the finals. Or, I mean, you know, the playoffs or something. Mm-hmm. I think that LeBron is bringing back the Magic Johnson shorts.
Oh my gosh. I saw the pictures. Yes.
I think he's bringing ages back.
Yeah, I saw the picture. That's hilarious. For me, I think in the West, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna say that Boogie Cousins causes a bunch of rifts in Golden State. Kevin Durant never commits to whether he's gonna be there another year or not, and that causes problems. Steph Curry's ankle. I'm not gonna do that to him. No, I ain't gonna do that.
I'm just worried about him.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that somehow they fall apart, and I'm gonna put the Rockets and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals just because I want to see the Banana Boat Crew.
The boat crew.
Yeah, the Banana Boat Crew together, and yeah, that'll be interesting. And over in the East, oh boy, I don't want to pick against 76ers, but I would really, really like to see what a Kawhi and Toronto versus Boston series would look like.
Who is good in the East besides them three?
I don't see anyone else.
I mean, who we overlooking in the East? Okay, yeah, the East bad. Okay, Cleveland. I think I look forward to seeing what Donalich. The dude for Dallas looks like.
The new Dirk.
Yes, Dirk's replacement.
Yes,
they've been showing him having some good little moves and stuff.
Yeah, they got him as the front runner for Rookie of the Year, of course, in Dallas. I guess he really ain't got no choice.
Where you can get all the opportunity he wants.
So
yeah, the picks. It's New Orleans. They in the West. See, so that
and Anthony Davis is an MVP candidate if he stays healthy. He could make some noise. I mean, I don't think that they're ready to challenge for the Western Conference yet, but.
Well, the problem is his point guard gone. And yeah, you got a bruiser in Randle, but you don't have no facilitator like Rondo was running.
Because Drew Holiday is not the Rondo type facilitator. He's more of a scoring guard. So, that'll be interesting to see how they go. For my finals, I'm going to say Boston in the East and I put the Rockets in the Lakers. I guess the Rockets in the West.
I'm going Boston and L.A. We going back to the 80s, baby.
You taking it to the 80s. Okay.
We taking it back. We're going to have an old throwback L.A. Boston. This will be for the Lakers to try to tie the number of championships. That Boston. We won behind them, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Man, I can't believe y'all. I mean, it just seems like it's crazy to think that they've actually caught up like that.
They didn't catch up. We caught up. Remember, they had 11 with Bill Russell.
No, I'm talking about the Lakers. In
general. Oh, that we caught up. Yeah. Messing around with the logo couldn't get us no wins. We got behind. What, he was 1-for-10 or something? Sure. Messing around with him, Jay Weston couldn't win. I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, it's, I'm gonna calm you down a little bit and just let you, since you threw down the gauntlet earlier, let's go ahead and get into it. Stars versus superstars.
I think a star is just people, is a household name. I think a superstar is that guy, like, you see him in these commercials, you, like, anything they do is just like, LeBron, let him do anything. It's going to be all over the universe.
On every channel.
A lot of people probably don't know or care about Old Boy in Minnesota. They'll be like, who? Oh, Jimmy Butler. Most people ain't going to know his name, Brian. I promise you. If you say Jimmy Butler, they're going to be like, oh, the dude that worked down there at the 7-Eleven.
Like, oh, they might say, oh, the boy that played for the Bulls. Because some people might not even know that he's not in Chicago anymore.
That's right. Exactly.
Because that's the area he's from, I mean.
You talk about, what's Petey Gonzalez for OKC?
Russell Westbrook.
Russell. He is a tweener. Because he's not like Kevin Durant. That's a superstar. You can say his name pretty much anywhere. You can say Steph Curry pretty much in any environment, and people will be like, oh, yeah, he played basketball. But you start talking about Chris Paul, they're going to be like, oh, the dude to do the commercials, maybe?
The State Farm guy. Cliff's brother. Cliff Paul.
Yes, Cliff's brother. Exactly. So I'm really not sure. I don't even think Paul George is a superstar. I would say he's a star.
No, he's a nice, solid star. Yeah.
So.
I'm trying to think who would actually be classified. Like, because there's a very, very few that would be classified as super. You got LeBron. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant.
Right.
Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Is James Harden a superstar?
I don't even know if we can say his name in a bunch of places and people know. We'll say yes for now.
I'm going to give Anthony Davis a superstar. I'm going to put him in that category.
Kawhi could be, but
Kawhi, shoot. Depending on, you know, if he's back, if he's healthy or not.
Right, if he ain't healthy, then you might fall down.
Goodness. Does the list end there? Where is...
Because I don't think Kyrie Irving is a superstar.
No, I think that, you know, we didn't really get to see him be the guy for on a great team.
And I think that the dudes from the 76ers, both of them can be superstars. I don't think they're yet.
Yeah, they're sits. They're superstars in training. We're going to call them. I got to be careful because that could have come out wrong and somebody could have got me for profanity. But
they tweeners.
Yeah.
They tweener.
Yeah, they definitely that. Let's see.
I mean, it ain't a, and that's why you use superstar because we try to. Some people be using it too loose.
I think Dwayne Wade was. I don't think he is anymore.
The keyword was.
So I'm gonna leave him out of this category. I don't know that I can think anymore. God bless him. Chicago don't have nobody.
Atlanta?
No.
Detroit? No.
No.
We could say that Blake Griffin's a star.
He's a star.
But he ain't no superstar.
Mm-mm. No.
Cleveland don't have nobody. Charlotte, Brooklyn.
We're going to look back on Blake Griffin's career one day, just a sidebar, and we're going to say that he did not fulfill his potential. Maybe the hype was too much on the way in.
I think he should have developed the jump shot long before he did, and then He just relies so much on his athleticism, and then you throw in a little injury prone, and then it, you know, there you have it.
My goodness, I gotta look at the team list. Porzingis is a star. He's not a superstar.
He's a star. He could be a superstar one day.
Antetokounmpo. From Milwaukee.
He's a superstar. Is he a superstar? Most people don't even know that name. Because I almost didn't know who you're talking about. Then I said, oh, that's the dude from, yeah.
I think he is going to become a superstar.
Twinner.
Mm-hmm. John Wall.
No, he's a star.
Star. Let's see. Damian Lillard.
Star.
Star. Mike Conley got to be a star.
Him, Marc Gasol, if you want to. Mark, so I'm saying that he don't fill off. I don't know what happened.
Now, I'm going to tell you another one.
A little kid from Phoenix. He
was just about to say him. Devin Booker.
He could become a superstar.
Shout out to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Wow. Yeah.
People be saying, man, we hard out here on these people. I'm just saying. We ain't just giving out things like they do the Hall of Fame.
You got to earn it. Listen, I'm going to tell you now. A team to watch, I don't know that they'll, you know, be there in the end, but a team to watch is the Denver Nuggets. They're going to be fun. I enjoy watching them during the preseason. Dude could
become a superstar, the little guard.
Who's that?
Ain't they got the guard, the little guard? Devin Booker? Not Booker. What's
who? Oh, that Devin Booker's in Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. He could be. If he keep on the road, he on.
I mean, Denver is made up of a bunch of guys.
Denver's got a bunch of solid pieces, look like, what I'm looking.
They've made up a bunch of guys who, you know, are somewhat names, but not big tip top tier names. And if they can come together.
Yeah, the problem is, I hope they depend on Isaiah Thomas to be the clutch.
Oh, gosh.
And that's what happened to the Lakers. Last year we would get to the end and didn't know how to finish. We ain't had nobody to be like, give me the ball, I got this, we need to score. Or whatever to do. I'm going to take over right here.
I'm finna go on another sidebar. But this one ain't going to last long. But I just come across the salaries for the Nuggets. And Will Barton, I love him. He's a nice little role player. He is making $11,830,000. $358.
Oh my lord.
Holy.
Okay.
My goodness.
And maybe that's why Pat McCall won more money.
Gary Harris is making $16 million. I don't mean to call these guys out by their
Well, look, it's public knowledge. Where is the NBA getting all this money?
Mason Plumlee is making $12 million. Almost $13 million. If Michael Porter Jr. can be healthy, I'd love to see what he looks like. We didn't get to see him in Missouri.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a good season.
Yeah,
I think it's a couple of rookies that's probably going to have a good season. So I don't think Dunovic or Dunovich or whatever his name is just going to run away with a good year. Lord, did we know Devin Harris is still playing in the league?
I did. I didn't know who for, but I remember I did see him.
That's, and why is, can somebody, Vince Carter ruining his record?
Listen, Vince Carter, I'm just going to say this. He should be doing what I was going to finish off the podcast talking about. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Richard Jefferson for calling it a career. After 17 seasons. Bless his heart. He probably could have left out 2 or 3 years ago. But, he did well as a role player for the Cavaliers, so I ain't going to talk about it too bad. But, no, bless him for knowing that it was time. And, yeah, he's been, I'm just looking at the teams he's played for. I didn't even know he was with the Nuggets last year, first of all.
Yeah, me neither. I thought he was gone after he left Cleveland or disappeared from the sideline.
So he played for the Nets, which, you know, that's when they came out there and played the Lakers and got destroyed in the finals. The Bucks, the Spurs, Warriors, Jazz, and the Mavericks, along with Cleveland. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Well, Vince is making his thing longer and longer. Toronto. the Brooklyn Nets, Orlando, Phoenix, Dallas, Memphis, Sacramento. Now he in Atlanta.
Playing with a guy that wasn't even born when he came into the league.
Exactly. But the problem is, for me, and he may not care about stats because then he know he going to be a Hall of Famer because the Hall of Fame is, you know, whatever. The more years he played and had these low averages, his averages just keep dropping.
You know what? I every time I think about Vince, I always go back to what could have been if it wasn't for these one-and-done rules. If they would have had to, you know, stay, if they would have stayed all 4 years, at some point in Carolina's history, you would have had a team with Vince, Rasheed Wallace, Anton Jameson, and Jerry Stackhouse. They would have all been on the same team. That would have been scary.
Well,
if Dean Smith could have, I don't know if Dean Smith would have survived coaching that.
Well, I don't know either, but I'll say this. Now that you don't brought up college, no, I know that's the NBA preview special.
I know, I just went off on
it. But Duke, y'all gotta watch out. Yeesh. That boy down there is a hoss.
Zion.
Yes, no. He is a hoss. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, he can jump out the gym. He got a nice little, you know, a little 15-footer. He can dribble enough. Lord, these other children ain't going to be ready. He like a grown man body.
Yeah, he definitely is going to be a man among boys.
So, if he don't get national, I'm picking right now, oh, we're going over for 1 second. We're going to go back over. Okay. Next field player of the year.
You giving it to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or an injury.
Well. All right. Well.
Because ain't nobody going to be able to do nothing to keep him from doing whatever.
Do you have anything else you want to add to the NBA?
I want people to stop texting and driving. And, because every day when I go walking, I see people looking at their phones.
And not seeing people, you.
Huh?
And they don't see you.
No, I'll be on the sidewalk, but they just be driving, and I just use them when a car drive by. I have a tendency now to look. I'm just curious to see how many people I see. And, I mean, it's ridiculous the number of people that I see that are looking at their phone.
I'm telling you what y'all to do. Y'all to bring a air horn with you when you walk. And when you see a car passing by, it just blow it and see what happens.
And, do we know what happened to the 17, 18, 20 people that died in the limo, SUV, whatever they call, right?
After the initial reports, I haven't seen anything else about that. It was big news for about 2 days.
Just had that accident and then don't nobody seem to know anything. It didn't look like he put on brakes. I was just like, Lord, 20 people dead.
Yeah.
Follow some foolishness.
Yep, he shouldn't have. And he was supposedly he told people that he didn't feel comfortable driving that limo. Well, he should have not drove.
He shouldn't have been driving. Yeah. And then we got buses out and cars having wrecks in California on the highway. People, slow down. Your life is more valuable than wherever you think you're rushing to. And you just don't think that anything gonna happen to you, but then when it happened, you just be like, I'm sorry, I made a bet. Mm-mm. Just slow down. You see people running lights, stop signs. Just why? Just slow down. You kill somebody, ain't nobody trying to hear I'm sorry. And one last thing before my soliloquy is over. I want everybody that know the power of prayer to pray with me for Kanye.
Oh, man.
Because I'm ain't right. And I don't, you know, I don't really care whose team, quote unquote, you on. When you can ramble for 10 minutes, just rambling, and something ain't right. Something ain't right. His thoughts don't be in any kind of sequential order. They just be, whatever pop up in his brain next, he just start blurting out about it. And I don't know how Donald became a father figure. In the last 4 years? Did you need a father figure at that point? Oh, well, three. Because it sounded like it just kind of happened during the race for the election for president.
The moment he went behind the desk and gave President Trump a hug, it was a moment that it literally made both sides of the coin mad. It probably ticked off the white supremacists, and I'm sure it made a bunch of African Americans uneasy.
I was just like, what is wrong with him? And then when he was showing the plane on his phone or something, I was like, something ain't right. Like, this ain't regular, normal behavior for anybody. And then Trump's in the basket in all the glory, but I'm sure he like, the Saturday Night Live people got it right again. Because I'm sure he was like, what is happening right now? I did not expect it. And then you got Jim Brown sitting over there like, Lord have mercy. I'm about to talk to this boy when it's over.
It's something. The Kardashians are like the people off of Get Out. I promise you. There's something that they're doing in their house. Look, I'm gonna get. They're gonna come for me. That's okay. But
they like the beehive. As long as you staying good with the beehive, you good.
I mean, it's something going on with them because they make folks crazy.
Yeah, it ain't seem to go left when you all on that team. And I know she either embarrassed or just like, how can I get him to get some help? Because now he say he don't need no mental health stuff. He don't need no pills. He had needed some sleep or something.
Oh, my. Look, before this gets too far off the rails.
I'm sorry. Because it's so sad. And Lord, I ain't laughing because he needs some help. Lord Jesus, help me. See that
he
need to go to a therapist to get on some medication.
Keep up with the Kardashian season 58 coming soon. Lord. Well, anyway, as always, I have one of your co-hosts, Brad McKay, and I am with.
T, it's still great to be me,
baby. And this has been the Back is T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.